I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. In this edition, could U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to pull out of an Asia-Pacific trade agreement give a major boost to America's regional rival, China? Trump reiterated his election campaign promise in a video message on November 21st, saying it will be one of several executive actions on his first day in office in January.
On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
TPP was meant to be a free trade zone encompassing America and 11 of its Pacific Rim trading partners, excluding China. The 12 TPP nations signed the deal in February, but so far none have ratified it. China's foreign ministry responded to Trump's TPP pullout pledge by saying Beijing will play its own role in promoting economic integration in the Asia-Pacific. China has been pursuing a regional free trade agreement called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. Beijing has been negotiating RCEP with 15 other Asia-Pacific nations, not including the U.S., since 2013. Some U.S. commentators believe Washington's withdrawal from TPP would be a mistake. One of those commentators is Clayton Duby, director of the USC U.S.-China Institute in Los Angeles.
Withdrawing is in many ways more symbolic than anything. It's basically saying we don't even want to talk about this. We don't want to be party to a multilateral trade arrangement with such an important part of the world. And so it carries great importance, not just for what it has to say about trade, not just for what it has to say about the United States' relationship with Asia, but about American leadership. And I think that's the most disappointing aspect of this.
Duby told me the TPP deal negotiated by outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama would have boosted U.S. exports to a region representing almost 40% of global GDP.
It was because of United States' effort and energy that Japan, which had been reluctant to join with anyone in a trade arrangement, joined this and committed to this. And it's entirely possible that Japan, if the United States does not proceed forward with it, that Japan will try to take leadership and will try to bring it to fruition. And it will still be important for the remaining 11 nations that have signed on to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Access to the Japanese market is incredibly important for them, just as it's important for the United States. And that's what's important to understand, is that for most of these countries, they already have fairly low-cost, low-tariff access to the United States market. What Trans-Pacific Partnership delivered was access to many more markets for American companies, for American producers, for American companies that provide services. And that's what's being lost.
The USC U.S.-China Institute director says the impending loss of U.S. involvement in TPP is making China's RCEP trade initiative more appealing to some nations.
It's already had an immediate impact on some of the countries that were going to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and other countries around the Pacific Rim. Peru, the recent host of the APEC meeting, has already said that it now wants to be the first country from the Americas to apply to join this regional comprehensive economic partnership, which is China-led, which is dominated by China and doesn't have the labor, the environmental, the intellectual property protections that are contained in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And so what the United States is doing is ceding leadership on these matters. And instead of raising standards so that we can assure that workers in these countries have decent conditions, so that we can assure that intellectual property rights are protected, so that we can try to avoid further environmental degradation, these things are not going to be part of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which involves the ASEAN nations and China.
Duby says RCEP will reduce regional tariffs on Chinese goods without forcing Beijing to make painful changes to its centrally planned economy.
China's eager to find export markets abroad, and so any kind of trade deal that lowers barriers for Chinese exports is a good thing for China, just as any sort of deal for the United States that lowers those barriers for our exports would be good for the United States. China is facing economic hard times. It's no longer a low-cost provider of many products, and so it can't rely on just being cheaper than other producers. And so what China is trying to do is to move up the value scale with its own manufacturing. And as it does this, it's going to try to compete with the United States, with European countries that are known for producing these particular products. What China is trying to do is to widen its area of trade. At the same time, it doesn't have to accept the sorts of protection for intellectual property, the sorts of protection for the environment, and the sorts of protection for workers that a Trans-Pacific Partnership deal would have entailed.
Gordon Chang, a writer on China for U.S. news sites The Daily Beast and Forbes, is less pessimistic about the fate of the U.S. economy if President-elect Trump follows through with a TPP pullout.
I think this is the wrong move. It gives an opening to China to assume trade leadership in the region. But I don't think the disaster scenarios are actually going to come to pass. You know, everyone says, well, China will turf out the U.S. from Asia-Pacific trade. That's probably not going to happen. But first of all, we've got to remember that the reason why the Trans-Pacific Partnership was so attractive to countries in the region was the lure of the U.S. market, and that's not going to go away. And if Trump is able to create a boom by, for instance, cutting taxes and scrapping regulations, then the U.S. will become that much more attractive.
Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, told me that he does not believe Beijing is in a position to take advantage of TPP's potential demise. China's exports and imports fell more than expected in October, raising concerns that its economic recovery of recent months could falter.
Its export numbers are weak, largely because it's got an overvalued currency, the renminbi. And although the renminbi has been falling recently against the dollar, it still is substantially overvalued. That makes China's products uncompetitive. And so, therefore, this is a situation that's going to get even worse for China because the central bank is supporting the Chinese currency and has indicated it's going to continue to do so for quite some time. You know, with regard to imports, those numbers are even worse than the official reports because people are faking import documentation in order to smuggle money out of China. China right now, the domestic demand is weak, both in manufacturing and even in consumption, where it's not growing as fast as people think. And so, therefore, we're going to have a weak China. You know, they're going to be a little bit lucky because of TPP going away. They'll be able to get the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, their trade deal. They'll be able to get that into place. But it's not going to help that much. China's got some very severe problems at the moment.
Chang says the U.S. president-elect's goal of reaching bilateral trade deals with Asia-Pacific nations also could benefit the U.S. economy, although not right away.
Bilateral trade deals could replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but they're going to take years to put into place. So there's going to be an interval, which is going to be, I think, disadvantageous for U.S. companies. Because they won't have the advantages of TPP, which was really going to help U.S. exports. So there will be problems there. But eventually, with bilateral trade deals, I think the U.S. will probably do better than it would under a Trans-Pacific Partnership if you look at this from a trade point of view.
Clayton Duby says the merits of Trump's new trade policies are hard to determine at this point.
The attractiveness of the American market is such that many countries will be eager to try to forge some sort of arrangement with us. What isn't clear is how these deals are going to be different and better than the ones already forged. And I think that there needs to be a lot more detail on this. How, for example, is a deal with Japan going to be different from the deal that would have existed with the Trans-Pacific Partnership? How is a deal with Indonesia going to be different, or with Vietnam going to be different? And that is what we need to understand. The fact that it's a bilateral deal doesn't automatically make it better or worse. It's the devil is always in the details, and that's something that we haven't heard from the incoming Trump administration.
How do you think the downfall of TPP and the rise of RCEP would affect the balance of power between the U.S. and China? Share your opinions on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook journalist page, which is under my name, Michael Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China 360 and subscribe. That's it for me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360.